This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studios with me this afternoon is
Arvind Yuvaraj. And on the show today, stories about a Chinese billionaire who's struggling to survive in business. A study on how we might all be jobless soon. We're really helping with the Monday blues. And of course, events listings since it's a Monday. But first, PCOM has launched the formation of a new e-commerce chapter.
Yes, the National ICT Association of Malaysia, or PCOM, as we love to call them, their new e-commerce chapter is being called simply E-commerce Malaysia. Now, PCOM feels the move will help it play a bigger role in growing the country's e-commerce ecosystem so that it can be more competitive globally. Plus, this will also complement its existing chapters such as Outsourcing Malaysia, Angels Chapter, and CIO Chapter.
PCOM also hopes that this will be the voice of the e-commerce industry in Malaysia and will be the point of contact with the government of e-commerce-related matters and also play a role in increasing the awareness on the ease of online shopping.
Yeah, so E-commerce Malaysia will be led by industry veteran and PCOM Deputy Chairman Ganesh Kumar Banga, who's also the founder of MOL Global. And just like Outsourcing Malaysia, it will have its own budget and dedicated team to help spur the growth of Malaysia's e-commerce industry.
Yeah, so this chapter will also work closely with the National E-commerce Council, or NECC, and MDEC, as it looks to be aligned closely with the pillars of the National E-commerce Roadmap. According to Ganesh, they're also looking to solve e-commerce issues such as keeping with the delivery cost of products under the kg to below about 250 US dollars. That's about 11 ringgit within the region.
Yeah, wow, 250 USD is now 11 ringgit.
11 ringgit, yeah.
Yes. PCOM is targeting to draw an additional 2,000 local e-commerce players to join the chapter by the end of this year. Now, members for this chapter will comprise e-commerce merchants, your marketplaces, payment providers, fulfillment players, logistics, all these guys. So currently, there are about 1,000 PCOM members in the chapter.
Yeah, so meanwhile, the formation of this new chapter will also complement the newly launched Asia-Oceanian Computing Industry Organization, or SOCO, e-commerce alliance platform, and will help grow border e-commerce trade. So far, there are about 15 e-commerce players from about 5 countries which have agreed to be part of this alliance. These include Lelong, Gem5, IP88, and Fashion Valet from Malaysia, and giants in Indonesia like Matahari Mall and Shopback from Singapore. And just so you know, the SOCO is a grouping of ICT industry associations representing economies in the Asia and Oceania region, and its chairman is the PCOM member David Wong.
Yeah, and the e-commerce industry is definitely, if you think about it, a sector that spurs a country's economy. The ICT sector in Malaysia contributed nearly 18% to our economy back in 2015 and 17% in 2014, so this is big.
Yeah, so hopefully with more initiatives looking to solve challenges and create more awareness around the e-commerce industry, this will be another push in driving more entrepreneurs in the SME community.
Yep. And speaking of entrepreneurs, our second story, in the run-up to CES earlier this month, many eyes were on one particular startup automotive company, Faraday Future. And after failing to display a prototype at previous CES events this year, many were made to endure hours of painful presentation before actually seeing the car being unveiled.
The reason why all eyes were on them is because just 2 months ago, they admitted that they're having a major cash shortage. So, however, the company CEO, Yuting Jia, managed to raise about $2.2 billion by selling off significant chunks of some of his business.
So Jia is bankrolling not only Faraday Future, which is the Tesla competitor, but also his own upcoming Chinese automaker called Li Si. He also raised the cash by selling off an 8.6% stake in his video business, 15% of his relatively new film production unit, LeVision Pictures, and like more than 33% of Li Eco's smart TV unit.
Okay, so in November, Jia vowed to cut his salary to 15 cents after conceding that he'd stretched the company too rapidly in too many directions. In a letter to his employees, he admitted that they blindly sped ahead, and this caused their cash demand to balloon. This at a time when their capital and resources were very limited.
It then led to huge problems in the build-up to their launch at CES to reveal its first production car, right? With alleged unpaid bills and mounting lawsuits, one former employee even told BuzzFeed News month to month, the money was never there. So funds were lower than what Faraday needed to cover operational costs and commitments to suppliers.
Yeah, now though, things seems to be back on track slightly with this new investment from property developer Sunac China Holdings, totaling up to about $2.2 billion. So the fate of Faraday's factory in Nevada, however, still hangs in the balance because construction on the site has been halted. The autonomous vehicle sector is a tough one to be sustainable, and only time will tell if Tesla will ever see any real competitors in the near future.
Yes, time will tell. We have some music for you right now, but when we come back, we'll share with you a study by McKinsey on how half of the work we do today can be automated. BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj. Arvind Yuvaraj is in the studios with me this afternoon. Okay, it's the start of a brand new week, and I know we should have more positive news for the week ahead, but we also need to prepare ourselves for what lies ahead in the future. Don't you agree?
Yes. So our next story is something that could be quite scary because it sort of confirms fears that we had previously.
Yeah, so half the work that we do on a daily basis could be automated, apparently. So does that mean half of us won't have jobs in the future? Shock, horror.
No, I don't think that's what it actually means, Oz. Like, because basically, according to McKinsey's Global Institute study that was released recently, half of the work that people do today in their jobs can be automated. Yeah. But here's the thing. Instead of addressing the impact of automation on specific jobs, the study went on to a more granular level by looking at the activities involved in various jobs. So the logic is that every occupation has a range of activities, each with varying potential of automation.
Mm-hmm.
And McKinsey found that 49% of the activities that people are paid to do in the global economy at the moment can be automated with currently demonstrated technology that's quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. 49% of activities mean that about $11.9 trillion in wages, and it touches about 1.1 billion people. So that's a lot of savings if we get things fully automated. So there's a lot of variables here.
Wow, that's like $12 trillion in wages, mm-hmm, that you can save. So mm-hmm, this study encompasses over 50 countries and 80% of the world's workers. So China, India, Japan and the US accounted for half of the total wages and employees. And this won't come as a surprise, with the two most populous countries, China and India, could see the largest impact from automation, potentially affecting 600 million workers, which is twice the population of the United States.
Yeah, so each job has a different potential for automation, depending on the activities involved in it. So physical activities in structured environments, as well as data collection and processing, are more susceptible to automation. These are to be found mostly in manufacturing, retail, food, and hotel businesses.
So the good news is that the study says that less than 5% of jobs can be fully automated, but at least 30% of the activities can be automated in 60% of jobs. So, in other words, that was a lot to digest,
yes,
on a Monday, right? So, in other words, it's not just low-skill workers who will be affected by automation to some degree, but also the highly skilled and well-paying jobs. So, many could lose their jobs, but for many others, it will free up time for higher work value.
Yeah, so businesses tend to get performance benefits not only from substitution of labor, but also higher productivity and quality of work. But the pace of automation will vary from sector to sector, as well as country to country, depending on workforce policies and, you know, just a bunch of other factors.
So our jobs are safe for now.
Our jobs are safe for now, but automation is definitely on the horizon, and perhaps it's time to, you know, upscale and embrace automation to benefit ourselves.
Indeed. All right, we'll take a short commercial break, but when we come back, we'll give you a rundown of all the interesting events happening this week. So stick around. BFM 89.9.
Bole Fikir Mandalam. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Audrey Raj, and Arvind is in the studio with me. It's a Monday, so it's time to highlight some events that's happening in town this week. And so, Arvind, what's your first pick?
Well, this isn't really happening this week, but tickets are going out super fast. Mm. I'm talking about the TEDx Youth KL event that'll be happening on the 25th of February. So it's still more than a month away, but as I mentioned, tickets are going out fast, as the early bird promo of 53 ringgit is sold out.
Oh.
And then you can get the tickets that are priced at about 68 ringgit, which is still a discount compared to the, you know, the normal price of about 84 ringgit.
So this year the theme is about what now? Mm-hmm. As young people are growing up in a world where the definitions of who we are, where we live and how we get things done just seem to adjust and expand every single day, right? So it's an exciting time but can also be a confusing one.
Yeah, so TEDx Youth KL brings an opportunity for everyone to collectively ask where we are today and where we want to be tomorrow. As usual, there will be sharing of ideas and plenty of discussions to help shape the world. Tickets are available at TEDxYouthKL2017.ptix.com. ptix.com is P-E-A-T-I-X.com.
Yeah, and speaking of TEDx, one of the most notable TED speakers, Sadhguru, who is also named as one of India's 50 most influential people and served as a delegate to the United Nations Millennium Peace Summit and the World Peace Congress. He'll be coming down to Malaysia on the 21st of January.
Yeah, so he's also a regular on the Huffington Post and has done various topics such as love, happiness, children, parenting, and life itself. So here's a clip of Sadhguru talking about how success doesn't come if we desire it, but if we seek for competence and become empowered, others will recognize that we are successful in this world.
If there are tips for success, everybody would have been successful. There are no tips for success. Hands on, you got to do a million things. Only those who are not so successful or those who are not successful think somewhere if you read 10 points in a book, you're going to be successful. Those who are successful, they know, they stand on their head and do circus on a daily basis. Okay? Only in the parties they stand up straight. Rest of the time they are on their head. Okay? We need to understand this. If you want to be successful, don't seek success. What you seek is competence. If you enable yourself and if you do something well, other people will say you're a success. If you think I'm a success, it's foolish, isn't it? You're doing something and you're doing it well. Other people in the town or in the country or in the world, people will say, oh, he's doing something really successful. They're looking up to you. That's fine. You look up to yourself. That's madness, okay? You don't seek success. You seek empowerment. You seek competence. You do the best that you can do. You cannot do as well as somebody, but you can do the best that you can do. So if you do your best, if your best is good enough, world will recognize. If it is not, you will be happy.
Wow. So tickets are priced at 50 ringgit to 500 ringgit. So there's a seat for almost everyone. And it will be happening on the 21st of January at MIECC, Mines Resort City. So for tickets and more details, visit malaysia.ishayoga.org or just Google Sadhguru. That's spelled S-A-D-H-G-U-R-U and you'll find it.
Yeah. So next up, remember our first story about the e-commerce in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow at the Selangor Digital Creative Centre at ICD in Shah Alam, there's an e-commerce class that it's an introduction to e-commerce hosted by the Selangor Information Technology and E-commerce Council, which is CITEC.
Yeah, and speakers include Adrian Oh, co-founder of e-commerce Milo, who will be a coach at the event, with Sunny Ui, co-founder and managing director of Click Asia Malaysia and Singapore, together with Edlin Tan of Pan Pages.
Yeah, so if you're an e-commerce player or an internet or solution provider or SME or SMI, a retailer, chain store owner, or just simply curious about e-commerce, you can get details and register yourself for free at the sitecec101.eventbrite.com or just search for CITEC, that's SITEC e-commerce class.
Yeah, and on Thursday, Kern Ventures is organizing a new meetup session called the 10X session. So once a month, they'll bring together experts and enthusiasts to share insights, tips, and a drink on a particular topic related to startups. And to kick it off on the 19th of January at 7 p.m, this is Thursday again, they're bringing together some of the most notable food startups in KL.
Mm-hmm. So this panel includes June Chan, who's the founder of Cooked. It has Christian Edelman, who's the co-founder of Damakan. It has Wiki, founder of Epic Fit Meals, Kelvin Thong, founder of Greenies, and Sabrina Howe, who's the COO of Amazing Grays.
Yeah, so tickets are free but very limited, however, because this event is self-funded by Kern Ventures. There's also an option to sponsor a pizza for 20 ringgit for entry to the event. Sounds good. So for more information, information can be found at eventbrite.com. Just search for food startups.
Yeah, and also happening this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Next Academies, the Pitch will be having their 8th episode of their, you know, their first coding bootcamp project. The idea of this bootcamp is to emulate a Shark Tank style pitching event, and this episode will feature graduates from their November 2016 cohort.
So the event basically highlights the graduates who will be showcasing their apps as well as their 9-week learning journey at Next Academy. And also, you'll get the chance to consult the Next Academy mentors who are there about anything regarding their boot camps.
Yeah, so this event is suitable for you if you're interested in coding, you're an aspiring software developer interested in launching startups, and also if you're searching for talents to join your company. So think of it as a showcase and a pitch reel and a networking session all meshed into one big event. Again, that's happening this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at Glomac Damansara. If you want to book your spots, you can do it at ptix.com for a very reasonable 10 ringgit.
Yeah, so plenty of activities happening this week. Remember, all the information can be found on our podcast page at bfm.my. All right, more music for you right now. Here's some Bob Dylan, BFM 89.9.
Bureaucratic failures multiply. BFM 89.9.
Lay, Lady, Lay, Bob Dylan. You're still listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Arvin and Audrey. Just before we go, a reminder that all the stories we covered today can be found on our podcast page on bfm.my, or if you're listening to us on the BFM app, you can find the links there too. Just search for Biz Bites.
Yeah, so next up, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. This morning, Julian Ng spoke to Danny Leong, who is the Group MD of payment solutions provider GHL Systems. They discussed plans to push new frontiers in fintech and championing a cashless ecosystem. So that's up in just a bit at 12:30 p.m.
Yep, and that wraps up Biz Bites for today. We'll be back same time tomorrow with more buzz from the SME world and beyond. I'm Audrey Raj.
And I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.